Chapter 10, Recruitment. What is the scheme? Now, firstly, let us define the term recruitment. What do we mean by the word recruitment? It is a process of finding and hiring the best suitable candidate for your organization. When we talk of recruitment, it is the process of attracting, selecting, and appointing the individual for the required designation. Now, what are the objectives as far as this chapter is concerned? Employee recruitment process. So we start first with the process, then we talk of what is job requisition. We will discuss the terms, job analysis, job description, job specification, internal recruitment channel, external recruitment channel, shortlisting applicants, job interviews, and finally, job orientation. So we go systematically, we go stepwise to discuss this topic. Interview preparation. The first and foremost, the very fact that you've been called for an interview or you've been selected for an interview, it means that you ideally are capable of being there in that designation or being there in that organization for the required post. In fact, it is said that more than 50 to 60% of the applicants are rejected at the initial stage. That means the moment the CVs are seen, probably what is put forward, it may have not been appropriate, or the way it is put forward, it is not apt for the required designation. So it is said about 50 to 60% of the people or applicants are rejected at the initial stage itself. Interview preparation is a critical component of the important game of employee recruitment and selection process. You have to go through an interview to be finally selected. The recruitment and selection process for regular staff positions involves identifying vacancies on new positions, posting these positions, recruiting for them, and selecting, hiring, promoting, and transferring staff employees. That means we need to understand that firstly, where is the vacancy? If there is no vacancy, do we or are we going to have internal transfers so that we hire a new person in one department and the concerned person who is already occupying a designation can be given a promotion, can be transferred in another department? So various reasons to this. Usually all recruitment and selection efforts are coordinated through human resource function or department. See, very often it is also in this manner that the hiring manager will go through all the CVs and ideally decide what can be done. Very often the CVs are sent through the employment specialist. So what happens? A lot of transfer of information from one department to another, because when you hire, ultimately you want to hire the best. So the employment specialist will probably go through the CV, then you have the HR manager would probably see that does this person fit into this concerned department. So lot of discussions and probably lot of evaluation, and then finally the person may or will be absorbed. HR provides guidance and assistance throughout the process. The unit manager, the marketing manager, finance manager, production manager, okay, have to collaborate with the human resource manager or department, but has primary responsibility for overseeing the recruitment and selection process. So when you talk of the selection process, it is very important that who are the people involved in this process. The ability to gauge, analyze, and hire the best person is one of the most important aspects. He or she further has to ensure the development of a comprehensive position description, completion and retention of information and documentation. Who is the concerned person? What is he going to be doing in this department? What is his work. So as per the work, we talk his profile. What exactly is he going to do in terms of work? The hiring manager has primary responsibility for ensuring employment decisions are in compliance with the corporate policies and procedures. Any person who is hired has to follow the rules, regulations, policies of that organization. Any person who is hired has to be well aware of all the laws and the legal aspects too, in terms of the work done. For example, stealing of data is considered inappropriate. It can have legal implications. So a lot to do with the rules, regulations, policies and laws of any organization. HR will review the selection process and employment decisions for compliance with such corporate policy as well as applicable local laws, right? So when you take decisions, when you've hired a person, is the person aware of what can be the consequences in terms of the legal implications for a particular aspect? So it needs to be put forward to the concerned person who is going to be hired. The person has to probably also be well aware of all the aspects as far as working in that organization is concerned. To post and fill a position, the unit manager, where a vacancy has arisen, along with the HR manager, is required to complete a requisition that identifies the job classification, duties, specific qualifications, working conditions, physical and mental requirements. When we talk of physical and mental requirements, you can talk of it as job psychograph. That means the mental ability to do that work. See, when a person who's in the field of software, he has that ability to ideally study software, which he did, and which is why he's in the field of software. So the ability, the capacity to be in the field through academics and then in terms of work has taken him ahead in that field. When I talk of the word requisition, it is basically authoritative. That means a formal command to do some task. Now, we will discuss all of these, starting from job requisition, we go to job analysis, then we go to job description, specification, internal external recruitment, shortlisting, job interview, and finally job orientation. We will discuss each one of these in depth. Job description. When I discuss the term job description, what do we ideally mean? The manager who wishes to hire a new employee has adequate knowledge of the type of individual needed to perform his job. This data has to be crystallized as it has to be utilized by other managers within the organization as well as recruitment agencies and prospective candidates. Otherwise, the manager may not get suitable person to do the job envisaged. The crystallization of the job requirements is carried through a document known as job description. A job description is a list a person might use for general tasks, functions, responsibilities of a position. It is, or it may often include to whom the position reports, specifications such as qualifications or skills needed by a person in the job, or salary range. When I talk of the word job description, it is the duties and responsibility of that person as to what he has to do in that department. It also means that whom probably he needs to report to, so his relationship or rapport with his co-workers. When we talk of job description, as the word says, it's actually describing what exactly the concerned person needs to do. When we talk of the term job description, we need to understand that it is being specific to what the individual is expected to do and thus what is expected out of him for the organization. That means also, what is the purpose of hiring this person in this department as far as his responsibilities and duty is concerned. So, as we are saying, general tasks of functions and responsibilities, very important. And we say that specifications such as qualifications and skills. See, actually, when you talk of qualifications and skills, it can also probably be included in other aspects besides job description. Because job description, that means the kind of job you're doing, has to be linked to your qualifications and skills. So that's what we're trying to have a link here. The job description is a responsibility and your what work you're assigned. Of course, the work you're assigned has to be in linked with your qualifications, skills, ability, aptitude, so forth, so on. Job descriptions are usually narrative, but some may instead comprise a simple list of competences. For instance, strategic human resource planning methodologies may be used to develop competency architecture for an organization, from which job descriptions are built as a shortlist of competences. What we're trying to say in terms of job description, at times the task assigned to you will probably be explained in depth. And at times, a task assigned to you will be so direct, clear-cut, and to the point. So when we talk of the word job description, what is the kind of job you're doing? Is it too direct? Is it too simple? Or is it complicated and thus it becomes narrative? That means we actually explain to you what is expected for you, from you, what is the kind of work you're going to do, all those aspects. Job descriptions are an essential part of hiring and managing your employees. These written summaries ensure your applicants and employees understand their roles, what they need to do to be held accountable. Yes, the kind of work you're doing, definitely you have to be accountable for it. It is your responsibility. You have to realize that if anything goes wrong, you will be responsible. If everything goes correct, you will be appreciated. But we need to understand that ideally, it is your duty and responsibility to be focused as to what is expected out of you. Job description also helps attract the right job candidates. It's very specific. What is expected from you? Say we want someone in the field of marketing. So what does a person in the field of marketing do? So ideally, we would look out for dynamic and aggressive people. We would look out for people who have the persuasive appeals. We would look out for people who have the ability and capacity to continue follow-up no matter what. That means they don't give up. That's why we said aggressive. So ideally, the right person for the right job. Describe the major areas of an employee's job or position. Right? Serve as a major basis for outlining performance, expectations, job training, job evaluation, and career advancement. When you are hired, say in the field of marketing, maybe once in a while we give training to our marketing team. Maybe we also make them realize that, okay, if they constantly perform, then we could probably think of, an appraisal, a promotion, or probably further career opportunities, right? That means enhance the career opportunities. So we need to ideally understand these aspects, that when you talk of job description, it is extremely important to look into the kind of work which is given to you, what is expected out of you, and ideally, are you able to live up to it? Provide a reference point for compensation decisions and unfair hiring practices. Compensations and benefit compensation and even the benefits are generally discussed with the employees. They need to be aware as to what ideally is in store for them. They need to be aware, like it's understood that probably when a person completes 4 years, 6 months or 5 years, the person is entitled to gratuity. So we need to understand certain aspects as far as being hired is concerned, as far as remuneration package is concerned. Unfair hiring practices, we need to keep the individual updated that all what we are following, We're taking a direct path. We're not doing anything which may be considered inappropriate or illegal or unfair. Overview. A job description should be practical, clear, and accurate to effectively define your needs. The person who's reading it, say you read in the newspaper an advertisement, it's very clear. It's not put forward in a complicated manner. Good job descriptions typically begin with a careful analysis of the important facts about a job, such as individual tasks involved. This is most important. When we say individual tasks involved, so see, if you read an advertisement in the newspaper, do you feel you fit in there? When you read it, do you feel that, okay, this is what I can do? This is what I'm capable of. This is what I've done in the past and will continue doing so. The methods used to complete the tasks, right? Every organization has a different way of working. So the various methods used to complete the tasks, the purpose and responsibilities of the job. What is your responsibility, role, commitment level as far as this job is concerned? The relationship of the job to other jobs. What do we mean when we say this relationship of the job to other jobs, right? You're in one department. What is it is that is expected out of you in this department? What is it in terms of the rapport or relationship or work with people in the other department? And qualifications needed for the job. That's, of course, crucial. What do they expect in terms of academics? And how important are your academics for that particular designation? So what to avoid when we talk of job description? Do not be inflexible with your job description. Jobs are subject to change for personal growth, organizational development, or evaluation of new technologies. A flexible job description encourages employees to grow within the position and contribute over time to overall business. When I say do not be inflexible with your job description, do not make your work compartmentalized. Do realize that the more ability I have in terms of career growth, it is also to do more with my ability to go beyond what I am doing. That means, see, let us take the case of all the successful people. They are not living in that compartment. They've gone beyond the convenience. They probably put in more effort than required. They've probably taken up tasks which probably they would have never ever done before at some point of time too, besides doing the work which is expected out of you. So we ideally realize that we cannot be too rigid with the kind of work we're doing. We need to have that flexibility to move ahead. And that means not only living within my means of letting my work be compartmentalized, going beyond. Thus, they're saying that jobs are subject to change for personal growth. Yes, we do see individuals who put in a lot of effort when they work. We do see individuals who ideally are extremely, you know, aggressive when it comes to work. So they are fulfilling all the responsibilities and duty as far as that designation is concerned. But at the same time, they have the skill, aptitude, positive attitude and ability to compete and probably see further growth in their career. So also you talk of contribution in terms of time, effort, contribution in terms of being enthusiastic. You have to have that enthusiasm and dynamism to reach a certain level in terms of being successful. So what to include when we talk of job descriptions? What is the typical format when we talk of job descriptions? The title, of course, the designation. What is the designation you're looking for? What is it you've pursued so far in terms of academics or maybe as well as work? So where do you think you fit in? What is your focus, your goal, your aims, your objectives to ideally have or work in that department, to have that kind of experience, work in that department? All those aspects. Job objective or overall purpose statement. Why do you think you fit well as a marketing manager, as a marketing executive? What is so exceptional about you as an individual to fit into that field? Summary of general nature and level of the job, description of the broad function and scope of the position, list of duties or tasks performed critical to success, That means ideally here we would talk a lot to do with the task being completed on time, the task which are assigned to you, probably goals which probably may be very draining. We also need to understand goals. That means, you know, some organizations, they expect you to complete your task within a very short span of time. That means, of course, you're under constant work pressure and you're also probably striving to complete it. And the moment you complete it, you realize that you are capable of achieving lots more than you actually ever expected. Key functional and relational responsibilities in order of significance. Description of the relationships and roles within the company, including supervisory positions, subordinating roles, and other working relationships. So in short, when we talk of job description, it also means the superior subordinate rapport, the superior subordinate relationship, and your rapport in terms of being with your co-workers and your colleagues. Overview. Additional items in job descriptions for recruiting situations. Job specifications, standards, requirements. Job location, where the work will be performed. Yes, ideally, where will it be? The working conditions then come into being. A summary. You need to have a summary of what exactly you're going to be doing in terms of work. Equipment to be used in the performance of the job. Collective bargaining agreements, if your company's employees are members of a union. Yes, if people are attached to a union, then ideally certain terms and conditions are put forward. And salary range. What is the range? Like for a fresher, there has to be a range. For someone who's worked since the last 8 years, there would be a difference, of course, as compared to a fresher. So ideally, they go by that range, that this person has worked in this organization for 8 years, this person has worked elsewhere for 8 years in one department and is wanting to be hired in our organization in the same department where he's worked before. So what is it in terms of his experience? What is it in terms of him as an individual in terms of work? All those aspects. Prescriptive job descriptions may be seen as a hindrance in certain circumstances. When I say prescriptive job descriptions, because they expect that this is what needs to be done. Now, sometimes an individual may not be able to be overall, you know, performing all the required job functions. See, out of six, eight, out of eight, six may be within your reach, but doesn't mean because you can't include the other two, you lose out on this job. So you need to understand that what are your barriers? Where is it that you feel that you cannot do well in that department? Or what kind of work given to you or assigned to you makes you feel you cannot do well? All those aspects need to be looked into. Job descriptions may not be suitable for some senior managers, as they should have the freedom to take the initiative and find fruitful new directions. Job description may be too inflexible in a rapidly changing organization. For instance, in an area subject to rapid technological change, when there's constant change in a particular field, in a particular area, constant fluctuation, then when you talk of job description, it may vary. So the person has to be ready to adapt to changes. The person has to be ready to accept that when I'm working in this department, I should be able to adapt in that manner. Other changes in job content may lead to job description being out of date, right? So let's talk of technology. Yes, technology constantly needs to be upgraded. You know, when you talk of even keeping yourself updated with information, you cannot ideally say that, okay, I'm not aware of this. You need to keep yourself updated at all points of time. Process that an organization uses to create job description may not be optimal. Proper language in job description. When I say proper language, keep each statement in job description crisp and clear. What exactly is expected? Structure sentences in classic verb object and explanatory phrases. So very direct with explanation. That when we talk ideally of the recruitment process, it means selecting and hiring. So the words, very specific, selecting and hiring. when we talk ideally for us in terms of a software engineer, we expect the person ideally to be updated with information as far as his work is concerned. So probably someone in the field of MIS, Management Information Systems, is aware of codes. So ideally, that person should be able to perform his work well as compared to someone who's a non-technical person who will not even know any aspect of Management Information Systems or MIS. Structure your sentences appropriately. Since the occupant of the job is a subject of your sentence, it may be eliminated. So for example, a sentence pertaining to the description of a receptionist position may say, greet office visitors and personnel in a friendly and sincere manner. So ideally, what are they saying? Whenever it's any sentence which is put there, what is the focus on? Who is the individual? We talk of the person here, the receptionist. What is the kind of work to be expected? That greet the office visitors and personnel in a friendly manner. So ideally, you have subject, verb, and object, right? So who, the action, the action is greeting, and what are we talking of? In a friendly and sincere manner. Always use the present tense of verbs. If necessary, use explanatory phrases telling why, how, where, or how often to add meaning and clarity. Example, collects all employee timesheets on a bi-weekly basis for payroll purposes. So, Mr. Sinha collects all employee timesheets on a bi-weekly basis. So, very clear who Mr. Sinha, what does he do? Collects all employee timesheets. When? Bi-weekly basis. For what? For payroll. So, being very crisp and to the point. Now, this kind of a sentence or this kind of a sentence, it's being very clear as to what is expected. Proper language in job description. Omit any unnecessary articles such as a, an, the, or other words from an easy to understand description. Ideally, do not have too many words, especially when not required. Why should you have too many words when not required? Use unbiased terminology. For example, he or she approach or construct sentences in such a way that gender pronouns are not required, right? Sometimes you mention the name of the person. Sometimes you mention he or she. At times, you should not just write he. That may sound gender biased. So, appropriate in terms of language, structuring of the sentence, writing in an orderly manner, not missing out crucial words in a sentence, not letting the sentence sound abrupt or incomplete. Avoid using adverbs or adjectives that are subject to interpretation such as frequently, some, complex, occasional, several. See, when I say several, you would yet say, oh, how many? So I would say you'd have to perform several tasks. So you'd actually ask, oh, what is it which is expected? So I'd say, again, you'd have to perform several tasks. You know, that's your work, that's your job. So I say, but what is it? So you want to try and get it clear that what exactly do you expect?